Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Guardians to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Sean is back. You have been out for a while.
I know. I've been on the road. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you back. Fran is here.
Hey, Guardians.
And we have a special guest, T-Rex, the floating disembodied body, right here behind us. It is great to have you on the show. We're very happy you were able to join us today.
It's great to be here, man.
It's great to have you. On today's show, we will be discussing exotics, the new exotic, including Trespasser. We're going to be talking about some of the legs that have been dropping for Guardians in the real world.
With this patch.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about the patch. But first, let's talk about the exotics. So people are getting higher than 335 boots.
Yeah, so real quick, if you've been living under a rock, the pre-Rise of Iron patch is now live for Destiny. It went live yesterday at like, you know, during server maintenance.
Morning,
10 a.m. to like 4 or 6 p.m., somewhere around there. It was a 12-gigabyte update.
Big update.
Yeah, and basically, like, just like in House of Wolves and stuff, this was all stuff that, like, is pre-implemented before Rise of Iron. So, like, there's potentially roaming NPCs and new weapons out there. Yeah. Like, more all the data that we're going to be getting.
Less marks drop from your daily. That's
the big changes are really now live in the sandbox. But one of the big things you were explaining is people are getting higher than 335 light level
boots so far, or legs. Yeah. And
someone's got a helmet from what I saw, too.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Interesting.
That was only one picture.
Was it a new helmet?
Verified or not.
Was it a new helmet?
It was Obsidian Mind.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I heard that. Yeah, I mean, T-Rex, since, you know, we have you, what are sort of the, I don't know, small handful of the big things you've noticed that have changed, if you had to sum it up?
The biggest thing for me and Twitter, and this is what I was talking about on Twitter earlier, they took away your weekly Iron Banner bounties if you had them.
Yeah.
That was a big deal.
Well, especially some people had them where they were leveled up, so they took away marks, basically.
Yeah.
No, I was that person. I had 225 legendary marks ready to go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on one hand, I understand if they're going to get rid of them. Mm-hmm. My frustration was they didn't say anything about it, so I effectively just lost the ability to use 225 marks.
Yeah, and you'd use those slots so that you could have put other stuff
there
eventually.
Yeah. So it's less like, you know, okay, if they were like, hey, you know, we're going to be deleting these bounties so they physically don't exist in the game so you can't have them anymore. So in preparation, if you want to use those marks on planetary materials or on, you know, rolling for gear or whatever, just go ahead and do it.
Yep.
That would have been nice to know, so that way I didn't just have, you know, three slots per character just sitting
gone
with nothing for the past, I guess, close to a month.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not a month. I don't know when the last Iron Banner was, but, you know, that would have been nice. So there's that. Currently, there's supposed to be the new implementation of the public event system.
That's
so you're going to get
really exciting.
Five motes, like 15 materials, 15 marks. Some rep, glimmer, all that kind of stuff once a day. And that's currently not working yet, and they already know about that. Mm-hmm. But that will be functional on September 20th when Rise of Iron launches.
I don't really understand why they took away the daily marks that you got. Maybe it's because they added these other avenues. Like your first public event gives you 15, which is a lot, but now you only get 6 for your daily, which is a little strange. Did they outline that?
I didn't know about the fact that you were getting less on your daily.
Oh, you know what? That is incorrect. I was playing on somebody else's account, and they needed 6 more to get to the cap.
Oh, okay.
No, I am totally wrong on that. I apologize.
I'm not going to say anything, but man, yeah. I didn't.
No, I'm very glad you said something. Very glad you said something. I was incorrect. Let's talk about whose account I was playing on, actually. I got to give a big shout-out to the Frozen 2006, who is definitely ready for Rise of Iron now that he has his 200 marks. He let me try out the Trespasser, which is a new exotic sidearm, and it is sick.
Yeah.
I really, really like it.
So all I know is that there is an exotic sidearm called the Trespasser. What makes this special?
It is basically RoboCop's gun multiplayer. Here's some of the perks. So after first reload, you get an extended concentrated burst for your first round. So it's like, instead of like pop, 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 like 3-round burst, which is how it normally fires, you get like...
Right. But that's its base function, right? It's actually a pulse sidearm, isn't it?
Basically, that's how it feels. And even originally, it's really good. And after you get your first kill, you get an enhanced motion tracker. I don't like enhanced motion tracker that much, but it definitely helps if you're looking for a specific area.
This
where
is where the radar gets, instead of, it gets like double the amount of quadrants, right?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. So that's got to be really useful because I think the radar in Destiny is terrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the update with the ticks on it. Did that make
they
it
changed
through?
That. They changed
that's
that,
that's not
think.
In the final?
I don't know.
Okay, I hope not.
Real quick, you guys don't have this issue where like...
It wasn't at the last event that they had.
Oh, really? Good.
Yeah. When your radar gets a ping and it's in the distance, right, it's on the edge of the radar, but then when it's in the middle range, it's like the whole quadrant's lit up.
Yeah.
That could be anywhere from 5 feet in front of you to like 50 feet in front of you. Like, I hate that, right?
Yeah.
That's so.
I don't think they've improved that part of it, right?
No, but at least if it's a little bit more detailed, at least you have the direction, right?
Yeah, now you know direction. Yeah. Distance is obviously still pretty broad.
Well, enhanced motion tracker's been around for a while.
Yeah.
But this gun is awesome. It's a really good burst fire weapon. It can go toe-to-toe, mid-range. Long range, no, obviously. It's not meant to do that.
I saw some range in some videos, though, that I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, they were like really getting people from pretty far with a sidearm.
Did they use the reload perk?
No, it was just sort of straight up. So, I mean, again, this was like a pretty quick video, but it looked like it had a pretty good range stat.
Interesting. Yeah.
Even if it doesn't show up.
We're going to put a video on IGN of me trying to use it. Everybody knows I'm not great at PvP, but even I was doing okay.
How does the, like, what, as far as the design of the weapon, does it look cool?
It looks like RoboCop's gun.
T-Rex, do you have it yet?
Oh, I don't. I wish I did. It does have ornaments on it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty great as well.
The ornaments are
slick. So, wait, there are ornaments out in the wild now?
You can preview them.
You can preview them, yeah. Which I think is a great feature.
Because
I didn't know if we were going to, like, have the ornaments implemented but be unable to see what they are until you acquired them.
Yeah.
So I was really happy to see I could, like, go look at my Telesto and then they'd be like, oh, now it's purple, or now it's this like shimmering blue, or my favorite, which is probably the invective one, where it looks like it came out of a volcano, and it's great.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Time to talk about ornaments.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I still don't understand how it works. Like, are there like, you know, 60 ornaments that are going to live across everything, or does each weapon have a set of ornaments? Is that what you're saying? Does anyone know?
If an item has ornaments, it has a maximum currently of 2.
Oh, so weapons come with their own ornaments, though, right? Meaning, like, not every weapon has the same ability to be
correct. So,
ornamentized.
Like, for example, if you have a Fabian strategy, it's not going to be able to have ornaments on it.
Okay.
Which, or if you have... What's that face?
Why is Destin,
nothing.
Face? Why is Destin laughing at me?
That's what we know right now.
That's what we know
right
now.
We'll find out more at launch.
Oh, yeah. So Destin...
Well, I'm saying currently, that's what we know.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a hint, Destin.
No.
Destin,
I literally can't say anything. I'm just finding it funny that I can't elaborate.
It's not funny.
Yeah.
Nobody appreciates it. Destin, is under embargo, right? Till review or something.
Monday, you're going to see some coverage for Rise of Iron hit IGN. Very excited to share that with you guys.
Just do one blink for yes, 2 for no. You're not saying anything.
He's not blinking. Crap. I blinked.
Oh, my God.
What did you say it was?
It's the whole internet thing where they read into every motion.
No, yeah, I know.
Move your left hand if you...
Unfortunately, we do have to take this up very seriously, so now I'm just nervous.
Oh, no.
I'm glad it's not a live show, though.
Everyone likes working and having and doing their dream job. Yeah. No one liked to lose it because they couldn't be freaking patient.
Okay. I'll be very quiet for some stuff, but all I can say is I'm really excited to share our coverage with you early next week.
But I'm, everyone knows there's, the ongoing joke. You may not know, T-Rex, I have my tower casual, so.
Oh, my God.
Pre-Taken King, I always like to load into the tower and put on, the Born Spark for Warlock and just wear, the simple, lay back.
Fashion is the true end game of Destiny. It is the truth, man.
So, ornaments, I'm super excited for, so that's why I asked. Mm-hmm. So.
And I can even show you really quickly what this one looks
like. Yeah, you got a fancy
setup. That's the Iconoclast, but the Storm's Approach. Look at that.
Whoa, that's cool. That looks really good.
Yeah, if you can see, you're listening on the podcast, what happened is on Invective, he put on, what was this one called?
This is Storm's Reproach.
Storm's Reproach is an ornament that gives it like this cracked magma.
Yeah, it looks like it's like,
the lava is actually flowing really through the cracks. Cool. I like that a lot. That's
very cool. Yeah. Like, exotics already have a cool look to them, but now the fact that they have these
my God.
It's like a shimmering, icy Telesto. Mm-hmm.
The whole gun is covered in blue, and it's a shimmering blue.
I'm so excited for ornaments.
Yeah, this is going to be really cool. Like, this is a good way just for you to see, because most people want to collect exotics, right?
Gold truth.
Oh, my gosh, that looks really crazy.
T-Rex, you're amazing.
This is so cool. I still don't have a truth. Isn't that crazy?
I just know how to use Skype well.
I know. Sharing your other screen that's piping through. Wait, so can you look at any gun?
And now you just have me. Wait, am I doing something?
Let's do one more.
Yeah, do one more.
Because I'm addicted to seeing these, and I'm sure on stream it's pretty cool.
We can do – ooh, we'll do Hawkmoon.
I was about to say I would love to see Hawkmoon. So does this only work then for 280 and up, right? It's not going to obviously work.
It does not work for you.
So that one's like a blood splatter or a rust or something.
Yep.
Yeah, that one looks great.
Do they have stories attached?
And then this is the one that I will have exclusively, the gold one.
Are there little story quotes attached to these?
They're not. I was really hoping there was going to be, but there's not.
Really?
Adorn your weapons with elaborate new blah, blah, blah.
It's got nothing. It's got
thought they'd each
stuff.
Have like a little quote on them.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Well, this will give fan lore something to do.
Maybe it's a Grimoire card.
Yeah, I'm sure that it will
Go to Bungie.net.
So maybe we should finish off Trespasser. So Destin, your current rating, having used it for how long would you say? Like 30 minutes?
30 minutes.
What's your current, do you feel like you're going to use it 1 out of 10?
I feel like it's going to be a major player in PvP.
In PvP?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I think when people get really good with it, you're saying people are basically sniping with it like a high-level player.
Not that far, but it was like mid-range hand cannon distance. I mean,
here's what people are going to do. They're going to dump that first round and just wait, pop that reload, and then go in and nuke people. I think it's going to be very, very usable for PvP.
Yeah, I think so. I actually think it's going to be really useful for PvP.
Useful would be a better
because
word.
It seems really powerful, and being in a group of enemies and constantly reloading and just, tearing through people. I'm excited.
It's Robocop's gun.
I swear to make that sound.
T-Rex, what's your take?
So, from what I was seeing, I think it does 37 to the head with a single bullet from the burst. That means 2 burst kills. And I don't know. I never saw how much damage a super burst does. But is the reload perk the one when you reload, you have pinpoint accuracy? Is that how it works?
No. So you reload and you get that big stream of bullets, like an extended stream.
A longer
stream.
Burst.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was only after kills. Is that for reloads?
After kills, you get enhanced motion tracker.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I didn't think there was an increased accuracy.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. I mean, it can definitely – what I would like to see is it maybe contend with the last word a little bit too. So that way, close range, if you're in that pocket between shotguns and primary range where the last word just kind of dominates everything, then if you swap to that sidearm, you can blow them away. That'd be really interesting to see.
With the reload, I think it could go toe-to-toe with last word, but still, every time I encountered a last word, I got torn apart. So, my skill level is not like where Sean's is or some like 1900 ELO people.
That's where it is. Beastly, although I have not played it in the updates.
Yeah, Sean hasn't seen it yet either.
I haven't played it at all yet.
This, as far as we know, is the only new exotic that is dropped. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
They have showed on the Instagram today. I don't know if they put it on Twitter, but they showed the Kostov. So, yeah.
We
saw that in Game Informer.
The Kostov, too.
Yeah, but they showed it off with the ornamentation.
Oh, interesting.
I'll pull it up for us. That's so cool.
If you've seen the multi-tools ornaments, one of it looks like it reminds me of like a gun, a splinter cell, which is always really interesting.
That's really cool. It
has
special
the black and the green of like Sam Fisher.
Hmm. Oh, that's cool.
That's really cool, man.
I like that they're not afraid to pull from, like, RoboCop and just, like, movie culture and stuff like that for their ornaments, for their weapon designs. Well, it's really, really fun.
Yep.
The real question is, when do we get a Judge Dredd hand cannon?
Oh, that would be fun.
Yo, that would be awesome.
The gun could be called I Am the Law.
I know, literally.
No, yeah. Just the law.
Has explosive or
the
rounds.
Law.
The law.
Oh, wow, that would be really good.
Yeah, Kvostov, sorry.
I call it Kvostov.
It's definitely not that.
Can you read?
It's Kvostov. Anyway, yeah, they just kind of showed off this Bureau of Aeronautics. It's like a rusty orange.
Can you hold up the phone for the viewers?
Nah, I don't think that they're going to be able to see that. But. Maybe T-Rex can pull it up later. But anyway, they just showed the ornamentation. That was all. But
that's cool.
Pretty excited for that. What I like about what's happening right now is pre-update. Able to build some hype. Mm-hmm. People seem to be really hyped, by the way, over the 338 or 339 drops. Just mm-hmm. to finish that thought, I'm like, I mean, that's great and all, but like, you're going to get that immediately when mm-hmm. you play
yeah,
any part.
As yeah. soon as the patch drops.
So I wouldn't grind out to get a bunch of boots yeah. that are 339 no, or a no. helmet. I mean, it's nice, but you're going to get probably rare drops immediately that are there.
I was going to say, as soon as just like talking about the hype and how hyped people are for this, yesterday when we installed the patch just here at the office, me and Brian, like, when yeah. we booted up Destiny, we saw the new title screen. We were all like, oh, my God, yeah. it's the shield.
Man music.
Yeah, when you get to the title screen, you listen to the new music, which sounds, like, very Halo-y in a yeah. good way. Like, the yeah. Halo score is so good.
It's very the much new a, music. Yeah, a lot of horns and strings, a cinematic, very cinematic.
Yeah, very big, very cinematic feeling. Like, we literally just sat there and listened to, you know, it on loop until it gets to, it eventually starts playing Reef music yeah. at some point. But, like, that new score sounds really great. It takes so little to hype me up at this point. Like, I was literally getting shivers down my spine just listening to the title screen music.
Yeah, we put a video up of it on, you know, if you want to find it on Fireteam Chat on YouTube, check it out over there. But we have a video up of it if you want to listen to it and don't have it installed yet at home.
How do you like the music, Sam?
Oh, it's great. The beginning, it has that same, you know, Bungie slow draw of going yeah. all the way and climaxing towards yeah. the end of the song. So I'm very excited to do all the story missions with no, like, you know, my own personal music playing. It's all going to yeah. be in-game sound. Because I don't know if you guys are like me, but when I'm playing Destiny for my 3,000th hour, mm-hmm. sometimes I don't want to hear the pew-pews and the yeah. music. Sometimes yeah. I listen to my own stuff. But every single time there's new stuff and new sounds, I will always yeah. prioritize that mm-hmm. for, like, a solid month.
Yeah. I have here. Hold on. Gonna play a little.
You can also watch this on the YouTube channel.
Wait, just listen, everybody. It's pretty cool. So what I like,
it's good.
What I like about this is, yeah, taking it was cool because it was so ominous mm-hmm. And it was dissonant. Which actually, I will say, like after a while, you're like, oh my god, it's like so dark every time I log in.
Yeah,
this is a very epic feel, yeah. and it's actually like
hopeful.
It's heroic, epic. And I think I'm excited to log into that sound definitely more than Taken King. Not that there was anything wrong with it, but like to log into a screen that is this epic. I know it's just a title screen, but we hear it every day. It sounds great. So we've heard nothing but good things from the score. That was one of what DJ's favorite things about the game that he mm-hmm. pointed out during our interview at Gamescom, I think,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So I'm stoked.
Guys, we're all really excited, but there
is... We talked about the menu and the
yeah,
show's over.
Yeah, we definitely need to move on to talk about all of the changes that hit yeah. the other day. And we're going to focus on two weapons specifically, sniper rifles and at least one of the shotguns. So, Fran, do you want to give us an overview, or would you like to do a T-Rex?
Yeah, if you know it, T-Rex, feel free to give an overview. Otherwise, I have the patch notes pulled up that I can read it word for word.
No, sure. I have it pretty well memorized after talking yeah. so much yesterday about it. So sniper rifles, the high mid-range impact snipers, which is your longbow, your LDR, and your 1,000-yard stare.
No.
All three of those, no, they now have a 7% or 6.95% reduction to their total damage.
What does that mean?
They can no longer reliably kill guardians in their super if the guardian has an armor bonus with their super. Not like Golden Gun, more like Hammer Titan.
Okay. But what about res? Can you still res snipe with it?
Yeah, you should be able to for the most part because it's still you're doing way more damage mm-hmm. than 7% would have a difference. They would specifically mention that if it wasn't. The one exclusion from that change though was the no land mm-hmm. that was I think unchanged by the damage change. They also reduced the aim assist on the LDR and the longbow to bring it in with 1,000 yards. That way, that's part of the reason why everyone was grinding for it, was because it was, for a lot of people, a superior version of the LDR. Sorry, of the 1,000 yard.
What was the perk people liked about?
Kind of normalized in the same, and now all you have as a changing is, you know, maybe a stat or two, but they're relatively the same. A big change across all snipers, though, not just that impact tier, is going to be flinch. So you went from having default 30 to 50% on first bullet, and then you have a 100% flinch after a certain number of bullets.
Yeah,
like while you're still scoped in.
That's going to change the game for multiplayer. Like if I'm pegging somebody with my Mita, they shouldn't be able to snipe me, basically.
And I actually think that's great, because there's been too many times that I catch someone aiming down sights in my, but I catch them and I start shooting them, and they still get the shot off.
Yeah,
and that's that's not fair. You got caught.
Yeah,
and you should So I think it's hopefully it's not too much. But then again, if you're getting shot and you're aiming down a sniper, it should be pretty rough.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, do you feel the same?
If I remember right, in Reach or in other Halo games, did you de-scope when you were shot at?
You still do, but it's not flinch.
Yeah, but you snap out of the scope.
Well, I know, but that's the point, though, is like you it's not flinch, but you get knocked out of your sights.
Yeah.
Which is why the frustration of, like, I was shooting you. How the heck did you get that shot off on me?
I'm a little bit of two minds on this. Like, I still think that if you're a good enough sniper, you should be able to hit someone after they've caught you. And, like, if you're good enough and you can time that, your flinch so that your crosshair lands right back up on their head as you're pulling back, you should land that shot.
Sure.
But at the same time, like, it seems like it's going to be, now if you're caught, you're dead. Type thing.
What I hope that this
does, you're far away.
I 100% agree with you, is I hope that this increases the skill cap between like top tier snipers and people who are like, I'm a sniper enthusiast.
So that's me.
You know, someone who hasn't had all the skill, but they still love sniping.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, the one guy who you know is like the serious threat, even when you're gunning him down, he's like, no, I can compensate for this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hope happens, because I agree. It's really unfair if to a point you were a really fantastic sniper, and now you can't seem to, after that first shot, you can't reacquire your target as often.
I feel like this is going to
see where it lands.
I feel like this is going to improve my scout game, which is makes me very happy.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I say all of this without having any experience trying this change yet, so I don't know exactly how far in which direction it actually goes. And truthfully, I'm not that great of a sniper. I would say I'm competent, but like when I'm playing trials, I definitely let my teammates snipe first because they're better than me at it. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, like I do, I've said it before on the show, I like balance towards higher skill cap. So I think that if you're the type of player who can reliably land that second shot, even if you're being hit, then that shouldn't be taken away from you. Although I do think that maybe the gap was probably a little too high earlier on, where like you could still land after being hit 3-4 times. Yeah.
But see, I personally don't think this was about the second shot so much as like the first shot. Like, for me, in trials, I play a ton of it too many times. Someone challenges me down sights, like auto rifles, hand cannons, and they they'll win. Not always, but depends on the weapon they're using, which sniper. But I think it needed to be addressed. But you're right. What if it now is affecting the second shot? So I guess we'll wait and see.
Yeah, there's a sweet spot that needs to be hit.
Yeah.
Let's hope they hit it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
I hope they
hit
eventually, because like the one thing I don't really understand is the damage change. Because I feel like if you kill a Blade Dancer in their super, it feels real good when you get that headshot on them.
Agreed.
I just go for body shots. I just 2-3 body shots.
Well,
shot
so
them.
That was what they addressed
I have a
in the.
For you,
well, that's what they addressed in the change was they said. They said that in the patch notes, though, was this was in part compensation for those specific weapons to still 2-tap body shot people. They wanted to kind of lower the ability to do that with this damage change.
What was T-Rex saying?
Yeah, what were you saying, T-Rex?
The thing is, no. The thing is, this does not change all snipers. It only changes those high-impact snipers where they're already doing like 120 in the body. They're still going to be able to double body you, or it's like 167 or something like that. Every sniper, for the most part, I still believe can double body you outside of super. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the one thing I dislike is people who... It's not even people. It's just I just like the play style of body shots, swap the primary, body shot again, you're dead. Because for people like Blade Dancer with Quick Draw, you know, they do that with Last Word, done. You have zero, like, chance pretty much.
Well, if you're popping...
I really hope they kind of balance precision gameplay a little better in the future. I don't think I know a best solution, but I feel like changing the damage for I wish they would have made it only on body shot damage, but precision damage remained the same. If you're I guess that's what I would have preferred.
If you're popping your Blade Dancer, though, at a range where I can snipe you and last word to you, I feel like you popped it too far away. Like, that's something where...
I'm just saying they do body shot primary because it does such high impact to your body that you can still just get one shot.
Okay. The other thing is, like, the other reason I'm not so on board with the damage nerf to those particular class of snipers is because it seems to push people back towards shotguns a little bit, which, I don't know.
That's a good transition, actually.
I don't like more shotguns. I don't like more shotguns in PvP.
Well, they definitely changed Universal Remote. T-Rex, how did they change it?
They basically changed it by... Well, I personally haven't used it yet, so I don't know if they neutered it or not. But the exotic perk, which is when you aim down sights, you have an extended range and shot. Mm-hmm. They nerfed that by 75%. That bonus is 75% less.
For
now.
Universal?
Overall range is not 75% rest of like the base stat on the gun, but specifically the perk, the Universal Remote perk, now does that. But
is that only on Universal Remote or all rangefinders?
No, I mean, rangefinder's not in the game anymore. That's more or less the only gun that has... That's the only gun that has, like, shot package, which is how that basically worked. Now I feel like they brought it in line with rangefinder. Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's been brought down by 75%, so... Yeah. That doesn't tell you it was way too powerful, and I'm sure if you played PvP at all recently, you knew it was. I mean, it was insane how many people were just wrecking with it.
So does that affect my conspiracy theory?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
Yeah. Right now, exotic
perk. Universal Remote does not have rangefinder. It's a specific exotic perk, I think, called the Universal Remote.
Got it.
That allows you, when you're aiming down sights, to have a longer range, and I believe it acted very similarly to a shot package did. But package was removed from the game for a very specific reason.
It was too good.
I hope that the remote isn't broken, but I definitely hope it's more in line with, like, you know... Party Crasher and stuff.
Yeah. I kind of hope it's broken. It gives my class a bad name. Too many Titan defenders running around with that.
Yeah, so that was all that they touched with shotguns so far. You know, they said the following changes are meant to sweeten the value proposition, starting with everyone's favorite Titan class weapon. And then they say, Amobius, decreased spread on Titan class shotgun in aim down sights, increased base stability by 60%. That's just for Amobius. But then outside of that, they just said reduced spread angle penalty on shotguns that have the full auto perk. Invective was not affected, which bothers me. I think Invective's still a little too powerful. And then they increased high rate of fire and middle to low rate of fire shotgun damages just by 2%. So shotguns have not been messed with a ton, right? I mean, doesn't sound
But this in conjunction with the sniper nerf kind of pushes them a little bit back towards snipers. Yeah, well, that's all.
And I don't know. Yeah, I don't want more shotguns, but...
Well, the thing is, so in Sixes, I think that shotguns are way more prevalent. But in regards to, like, Trials of Osiris, if you've played a lot of Trials, snipers are the go-to. Yep. Now, uni sniper is a big thing. So I'm hoping now it's, like, sniper with, like, a last word or an actual... quote-unquote actual primary. But in regards to the past, I think I saw a chart about this. Might have been the past 20 weeks, but sniper to shotgun ratio in the special slot is about 2-1 almost every single week, if not more than that.
So yeah,
sniper
is
still the preferred snipers, right? Special weapon.
Yeah.
No.
There's not a lot. But in Sixes, I understand. There is a lot of shotguns in Sixes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it will be very interesting to see. But I like that at least they threw in, you know, Trespasser here, which might be very good defense against someone coming at you that quickly, but remains to be seen.
One question. Did any of your int disc builds get affected?
They did.
Yeah, what happened with that? Did they comment on it yet?
No.
Did you have a tier 12?
If you want an example of why I'm really sad... So I had a perfect – I can't even show the picture, but I had a perfect build on my Stormcaller with Impossible Machines and my exotic bond from Dead Orbit where I had 240 strength, 240 discipline, and 240 intellect. It felt real nice. Like my OCD was just like, this is good.
It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. I lost 9 stats in the change. I don't know why. But 9. Now I can't do my tier 12 builds anymore for int disc and strength. None of them work.
Can you still do tier 11 at least?
Oh, yeah. I get a tier 11 on everything, anything I want. But, like, I don't have that satisfying, perfect build.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, I do have OCD, and that felt real good to look at.
I hope
it felt real good to look at.
I hope they address that. because that
I hope so too.
That's something I was going to start
yesterday
chasing.
That he's working with the Bungie support or Bungie help people. I forget. I have to find that tweet or you people. If you're watching, you can go look at it.
Yeah.
But he talked about, he's like, this morning, he's like, I'm not going to do the pleasantries. I have a lot of work to do working with these people. Mm-hmm. And last night he talked about Ghost Bullets too. So hopefully we're going to hear about the stat changes that they didn't talk about. Hopefully they're going to maybe tell us about hand cans a little bit more. Which, by the way, speaking of hand cans, they in the notes, they didn't change anything really, except for the Thorn, which got a 25% range reduction, if you guys don't know. But they said that there is going to be some newly minted low rate of fire hand cans coming out with a very long range. So maybe the reason they haven't touched hand cans is because they want to see how those perform out in the fields before they do another sandbox change. So you maybe hand cans can come back.
I want my like dirty hairy long pistol. It takes like 1 minute to shoot, but it one shots you at range. Right. Like that's what I want.
Oh my god!
I want the golden gun in Destiny. Is what I want.
Yeah, as your primary. Yeah, as
like
a Titan.
From Goldeneye, not golden gun. The Hunter Super. I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's
from
really
Goldeneye.
Interesting in the stats updates to the weapons. They talked a lot about a couple of the profiles that in Rise of Iron they are introducing these new weapons that will be seemingly pretty cool, because they said that about sidearms, that they're introducing some new, I can read what that was, but also that's what you're referencing, right? They say, as a preview of Rise of Iron, newly minted low rate of fire hand cannons have a higher maximum possible range stat. But that was just a hint of some new stuff to come. But other than that, they didn't touch anything about the damage or anything that hand cannons do. They just fixed, like, there was a lot of weapons that weren't showing stats and readouts right.
They did a lot of UI stuff for stats, which is exactly what they did with, which is why, in speaking of sidearms, because they talked about new sidearms coming out with a higher rate of fire stat than what's currently possible.
Yes.
So they said, hey, if you have a max rate of fire sidearm and you see the stat go down, you are still able to fire the same amount. They just raised the cap and they changed the UI to show that now rate of fire can go higher than what it currently is.
Yeah.
Fran, ghost bullets were mentioned earlier. Why don't you tell people what that is to give them context?
Yeah, and T-Rex, you should add to this, but it's been a big topic over the last, month or so, beyond really. But people using hand cannons, especially Hawkmoon, IS Luna, like they totally know that they aimed at somebody's face or body and nothing happened. And people were referring to them as ghost bullets. Triple Rec was one of the folks that really dove in, and he just put a video up that was like, he was in easily within range. And so the way he's explaining what's happening is it was hitting the wall, actually. But he was clearly standing still. He had a friend in Rumble just sit there. And bullets would just completely miss down the sight randomly. So it was totally an RNG. And the best way I could describe it is, he thought it was based off the range you're at, that there's this randomness to the effectiveness of your aim. To me, that's anti-aim assist. So, like, I'm thinking that they did something that is like, okay, aim assist can be pretty powerful, so let's put in this other thing that, well, sometimes you actually don't hit your shots to off-balance that.
But, and,
like,
and
that's
the math
crazy.
Got screwed up.
When you are aimed at someone in a stable environment, and there's a reason that people are saying it's a ghost because they can't explain it intuitively, it's just, it doesn't make sense, right? And like, it shouldn't randomly hit the wall just because.
Is
that a good way to put it?
It's anti-fun as well as anti-aim.
It's anti-fun, especially for people who are very good with it. I mean, is that the way you would put it, T-Rex?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Roughly? To a point, so hand cans in year one, everyone remembers Last Word and Thorn being incredibly dominant, with Last Word being able to kill you in 11 frames, and then Thorn being able to shoot you twice in the head and walk away. Like, that was a huge problem. So I think that they really took a really hard hammer to hand cans in general and have just been kind of systematically breaking them down to work in a very specific range that doesn't make a lot of sense with everything else in the game. So, for one, I agree. So I think the way the range stat works, and I think Triple talked about this as well in this video, is that imagine out of the barrel of your gun, you have a cone. And the better your range stat is, the tighter the cone is, the farther away it is. So imagine a dartboard, the dartboard is either smaller or bigger, and it's easier to hit your target, but when it's smaller for this instance, because it's pinpoint precision.
Right.
So if you shoot a target and then you miss, that's like fundamentally so anti-Destiny, because that's Destiny's biggest strength, is it is the most fun I've had in a video game running and jumping and shooting.
Yeah.
And if you're taking away the shooting part where I don't hit my things, I get frustrated.
Yeah.
So I hope they have an answer for it, because I don't want the game to be broken, I want it to be as balanced as it can, but I also want it to be fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think there is a
balance to be struck between fair and balanced, you know, competitive mm-hmm. gameplay and having fun and knowing that when you're shooting something, it's hitting its target.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, did you say that they actually officially said they were going to talk about it, Destin, or no?
Deets said he's going to talk to the team about Ghost Bullets.
Okay, so we don't know if they're going to leave it.
He tweeted that last night, I believe.
Yeah, it seems like they're going to discuss it. Like, it's a problem, and they'll look at it.
At least explain it. Like, yeah. give us either the reasons behind it, or yes. give us maybe the reason why it's hard to fix. Just because, like, with heavy ammo bricks, they were so silent until eventually they were like, all right, this is why heavy ammo was so complicated to fix and why it took months.
Yeah, always, as a community member, I'm always like that. I'm always just like, if you explain the why, usually I'm less angry, you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing.
Like, you take away my Iron Banner bounties and not tell me, Deej.
Yeah. that's one you got them on, as always. They need to tell people ahead of time with something that penalizing. But going back to the Ghost Bullets, like, cool, that's what we don't know, is that if they fix it, that aim assist might be out of control.
Yeah.
And so, who knows? That's where the coding and doing the stuff, it takes some time. But if they comment on it, hopefully as soon as next week or sooner, I think people will be very happy. Or even DJ did the right thing and said, you know what? We're going to talk about this. That's already, he knows, obviously, that's the right thing to do, is not ignore something that's that big. Just to finish that topic off, there's also Bloom on hand cannons, which is a discussion, right, where your reticle, as you fire, it spreads. But people were saying, well, they need to fix that too. I think that's some topic, but the way I would put that is, at least Bloom is consistent for everybody. It's not random. Ghost Bullets are random and unpredictable, and that's what pisses you off.
But
you have no way of knowing what you, like, you're being, it's like Star Trek. I think it's when Data's talking to Picard, right? And he's like, it's possible to do everything right and still lose.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
It's that situation where you know you are consistent with, like, let's say a pulse and a scout, and you adapt that behavior to a hand cannon, you're not going to receive the same performance.
Yeah.
Which is, like, frustrating.
Very much. Yeah, I mean, you lose shootouts because of the dice. That's not right. That's not right.
That is what we call RNG,
that's
and we don't like it.
I gamble at zero, okay? I don't gamble in Crucible.
Yeah.
Right?
My question really quick is, this is limited only to hand cannons, right?
For now,
Are there any other weapon types that have a blooming effect? They don't, right? There's no, like, pulses, scouts, none of them.
Bloom exists on auto rifles.
Yes,
and,
that's right.
Basically, if it's like a full, the faster the rate of fire, the more the bloom is. That's just kind of how it's always been.
But, T-Rex, didn't Triples test a scout as well and thought that looked like it also had this ghost bullet issue?
I think he did. Honestly, I haven't seen the video.
Okay.
Honestly.
Yeah, he
because I was streaming all day yesterday, and then he put it out while I was streaming, and I went to bed, and I woke up and I didn't.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I had the same.
I haven't had time to watch it.
It was pretty easy to understand.
Everyone told me what it was about, so I'm going to go ahead and take Triples done the good science. I can trust him.
Yeah, it's funny. He provides raw clips. You know, he wants to make sure people don't think he edited them, which is silly, like, as if he's going to do that. But no, he brought out a scout, too. And same thing, like, pinpoint, nobody's moving, and the bullets would miss sometimes. I don't know if that's the same problem with the range stat, but it seems like it is. So it's not limited to hand cannons. It seems like it's something, you know, stuff, primaries with high range could be a problem in their kind of
life. Yeah, we really need to wrap.
Yeah.
Soon. What was your last thought there, T-Rex?
I was just saying, I wonder if that's with legendaries, because the multi-tool, I've never had a problem with pinpoint precision. Like, at a certain range where I'm like, now it's like, I need, like, max range stat, like, where I'm, like, sniper range. It's sometimes inconsistent, but for the most part, I've had a problem with multi-tool.
Yeah, I bet you multi-tool.
If it's an exception to the rule, that doesn't mean there's a problem.
Yep.
You know, obviously.
Needs investigation.
Yeah. We have come to the end of the show. Fran, any final thoughts? You look like you want to say something.
Not really. I felt like we talked about PvP the whole time. I mean, was there nothing in the PvE world? You know, we
mentioned that public events are getting new drops and stuff like that. Not yet. I was wrong about the marks thing. I'm sorry. I was playing on a different account, and I was like, where are my 15 marks?
I have something, if you want to. So, for some reason, a whole bunch of green engrams are dropping now, green gear.
Yeah.
Like, when I was doing patrols in the Cosmodrome, when I was getting green gear like candy, just all of a sudden out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know why that's happening.
But it's still dropping. A low level, right?
Yeah, like it's dropping, like it's a green. It's like, oh, it has, like, you know, like the really simple textures and designs on it.
190.
And I just it's nice because I get glimmer and I get weapon or weapon or armor parts, so it's fine. There's that. Oh, and so with the sniper change, it doesn't. So this is a PvE thing because the sniper change affecting PvE. a lot of folks use either for a while before I, because I always liked having exotics elsewhere, I didn't always use the spindle in the raid, is, so Zen Meteor and the Black Spindle are not affected by the damage change because they are the high impact snipers, the highest you can physically get in the game right now. So that means that if you fire, I think, 18 bullets, you lose 1.2 bullets worth of damage with that change if they're all crits, if you use those snipers. So for me, I know for the longest time, I used the triple tap 1,000 yard from the vendor. Because I was like, oh, great, triple tap. I get basically five bullets per clip when I'm shooting Golgoth in the belly.
Yeah.
You know? So keep that in mind, too, if you are raiding. Oh, no, there's one thing we can talk about for PvE.
I know what you're saying.
Touch of Malice.
Yeah.
What?
Touch of Malice is no longer affected by Blessing of Light.
Yeah, it removes the Blessing of Light.
You can't use it.
It's done. This is a weird change because here's the thing: was anyone abusing Touch of Malice by using Blessing of Light? No, not at all. It's such a situational thing.
I don't think
it's change for Wrath of the Machine.
Yes, exactly. That's what I think it is. They're like, this breaks Wrath of the Machine. We need to adjust it. People are going to react strongly. That's what I think happened.
I mean, it doesn't give you that many more shots.
It gives you infinite shots. You just leave it at one, you step into the bubble, and you kill the ogres or whatever's coming at you.
Yeah, but you got to keep going in and out of the bubble.
Yeah. So here was the strat that was used very often, is people would have middle two bubble. Titans be floaters in Oryx, and they would sit in the middle, pop a weapons and blessing bubble, and they would basically systematically kill all the ogres. So basically, people would do a little bit of damage to their ogre, and then between like sleeper shots and that, it was done. The biggest complaint I've seen is like, you know, how do I do the raid now? So listen, if you don't know how to do King's Fall right now, I would highly recommend having your Night Stalker switch to Quiver and having it whatever the trap feature is on your super, and then dropping a Quiver shot in front of all the ogres, have everyone else use a sleeper, done. Yep. Problem solved. That's
who
how
even uses Touch of Malice.
Always using Touch of Malice
on Oryx.
Oh,
that's my question. No,
a ton of people.
Never.
Everybody.
No, a ton of people. Well, because when you, that's the whole point. Well, it works in the aura, right?
Yeah. You're immune.
Yeah.
You don't take damage. So why would you not be
still,
at one bullet?
I feel like it's still not as if. I mean,
so
my
it's hugely effective. You're crazy if you didn't use.
My whole team.
We run that.
That's what exactly. We use snipers.
Yeah,
like we run that same strat. I mean, we mostly if we have two titans, we'll use a double bubble strat. But we usually only have one or something, so we'll just use one there in the like a blessing bubble. But we just use snipers. Like no one uses touch.
Yeah, I mean, Black Spindle's great.
Yeah.
For the raid. But no, a ton of people do actually, Sean. So
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that no one out
Why
there uses
other raid groups. That's all.
Yeah, Sean.
I'm not saying that if you're using Touch of Malice that you're doing it wrong. What I'm saying is like it doesn't seem like it was being abused or end where it was broken.
Which is why it's not designed for Oryx, and that's why it came out so late. Well, so that way, if you were using it to clear Oryx and stuff like that, you got all the clears out of the way. But right before Rise of the Machine, Rise of Iron with Wrath of the Machine, they were like, hey, we don't want you absolutely bodying this one boss, so we're going to not.
I think it's fine. To me, it's not like a huge deal. But yeah, I didn't think it was a big problem either. So
I think it is now.
Now it may be, yeah. So
when that raid isn't updated to a new light level and no one's running it anymore and you just do it with snipers, it's not going to be a problem. No one's going to care.
I also just don't like making exceptions for weapons. Like, I don't like that. I don't like balancing things like that, you know? Like, It all damage over time. It all works for Blessing of Light minus this one weapon. This one weapon removes the Blessing of Light.
But that's because of the perk that it has. You know, they never promised it would work with it. It does, meaning you've gotten used to it working. Yeah. So anyway, we probably should wrap things up. I think it's worth noting for the achievement and trophy hunters, they have that new stuff online. Go check that out.
Yeah.
It was the last note of the update this week, but I know we got to wrap it up soon.
Definitely. Yeah. T-Rex, thank you so much for joining us this week. It was great having you on the show.
Where can we find you?
You can find me at twitch.tv/T-Rex and twitter.com/TheT-Rex because T-Rex is taken. Give it to me, guy with an active account.
That doesn't use it.
He's listening
now. They have three followers. Two of them follow me, which means they follow them by accident.
Is he an egg? He's an egg.
Wait, are you the third follower?
No, I'm not.
So you can really follow the followers?
They they don't do anything with it. I just want it.
Twitter did announce like a few months ago that in the next year they were going to be like clearing out a whole bunch of the inactive accounts. So those names will become available soon.
If I was him, I would go live once and just be like, I'm never giving up this account. And then go offline. That's his only highlight.
Actually, he needs to do that.
That's Twitter. No, my Twitch is T-Rex. That's correct. It's my Twitter.
The Twitter.
Your Twitch, yeah.
Twitter. Got it.
He should do, an anonymous style update with a mask on. He's like, this is a message for T-Rex. I'm never giving this up. Oh, my goodness. With really like, fun. He'll have demands as well.
Fran, you stream also.
Yeah, I mean, we should actually talk about, leading up to, very important for you, especially Destin, you are going for the gold still, right, with Planet Destiny.
That's right.
You've been practicing the raid with them. He's at the Destin channel. Not the new raid. Not the new one.
Yeah, I've been running the new raid with Planet Destiny.
Skipped a beat for a second.
And it's not a secret.
No, we did the three other ones,
But he's been doing that, but what we're doing is...
champion, good luck.
But what's really interesting, if you follow us on Fireteam Chat, you actually will find Destin streaming there very often. You can actually put up multiple streams, so sometimes I'm also streaming, be it trials or stuff. So check us out over there, usually weeknights and weekends. Obviously, we have our day jobs, but again, he's the Destin channel. I am FM3 underscore on Twitch. Hey, man, it's going to be – that's my username. So you can't have three character names. But anyway, that's pretty much the story.
One other thing. We are looking into this currently. Me and Alex Solomita are a live producer and technical producer. But when Rise of Iron launches and the raid is released, we want to see if we can do two streams – Destin's crew on PlayStation versus my crew on Xbox. And we're going to see who can get through this Wrath of the Machine fastest.
I'm also going to be playing. So
but are you in Destin's crew? Are you going to be in Destin's crew?
No, I'm in – actually, I should mention that.
You should be in Destin's
saying
crew.
I was looking for a team, but the team I have been playing with the most, ClickIt, who plays with Goth and some of these other folks that I play with, they didn't have a spot. Now they do have the spot, so I'm in. I should be good, but my big challenge now is I'm working that week, and I got to be ready to go by Friday, so we shall see. But I'm good for now. Yeah. Otherwise, I might be putting a call out to you Guardians that I might need some help.
T-Rex, who are you running with? Good
I'll
luck. Just
with,
kidding. No.
So first, by the way, because I'm thinking about this, I was like, no one's going to know how to spell T-Rex. It's T-E-A-W-R-E-X versus being like, I couldn't find him. And then you guys can yell that. I'll be running with King Gathalion, Professor Broman, Gunny, Rebel Eyes, and Sharianna.
So those guys are pretty good, I think.
We got Worlds First last year. We'll see if we can
happen
again.
I've heard they're in a
book. But we're not really going for it. We prefer to call ourselves Worlds First of Fun, you know? We want to enjoy the entire thing. If Worlds First happens, it happens. But to us, it's not a race. It's only a race against ourselves.
Yeah. My only goal is to beat Destin, so...
That's fair.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm actually – sorry, addendum. Our goal is to also be Destin. So.
Fair point.
Through transitive property, then, you are racing to be World's First.
Yeah. On the last raid, my crew kept up with you guys up until
Golgoroth.
Yeah, up until Golgoroth, and then we got stuck and we couldn't finish it. But what I really want to do is get you and – I want to get Destin and I want to get Fran. I want to get CJ in a group and I want to take you all on so that we can settle this whole internal Xbox versus PS4.
We can go right now and see who does King's Fall the fastest, my group or your group. I can do that today if you'd like.
I will take that any day.
Get the timers out,
boys.
We
can finish that in like 30 minutes.
We're super fast, too. We're going super overtime because we're so hyped. I do think there was one last note I had to make that I just blanked on.
Oh, well, you didn't let me promote. Follow me on Twitter at ShotByFinnegan. I went to PAX. I wanted to thank all the Guardians up there who I got to meet at the Bungie booth and play the game. It was really awesome. I bought my little Destiny shirt here, which is really cool. And we did a lot of really cool Gears coverage, if that's your thing. 24 minutes of just straight-up Horde gameplay. It's, like, doing really well on YouTube right now. So if you're into that, check that out.
All right.
Cool.
I can't remember. Whatever.
We need to wrap it up. T-Rex, we do the outro thing. Have you watched the show? Do you know what we do?
We do like
I actually don't for the outro. I watched last week because my brother was on it, but I've not seen the outro.
Yeah, so we do Guardians Out, where we all point at the TV. So we say, until next time,
Guardians
Out.
Do I point at myself?
Point at your camera.
The TV?
Point at your camera.
You could. Yeah. Right. So it's a slightly paused, until next time, and then we say it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's up to Destin, really. He always screws it up.
We're going to do it right now. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Until next time, Guardians out.
Out.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.